because it is a
Shark Limousines.
Hi, is Mark there?
No, he's not in. Is there anything that I can help you with?
Maybe. My name's Danny, and I'm with Cardiff. And, I think I called you, on Friday. Is this Betty?
No, this is Carrie. Betty's not. She's off on Mondays.
Oh, wow. Okay. Never mind. Yeah, it sounds similar. I spoke with Betty, looks like last week on Friday. But anyways, I was trying to get in, touch with Mark. It's been a couple of months now. We do equipment finance, working capital. I was just trying to, get in touch with them, see what I had planned for the remainder of the year.
Yeah, they really don't take out loans on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know he wouldn't be interested. It's my husband, so that we run the business and just pay cash for everything.
Right. Okay. I totally understand. I didn't know if you guys, have a time of year you looked at on a bunch of limos at one time, or like how that kind of worked. It was more just understanding the business, see if we'd even be able to help you out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is our really slow time, so really at this time is we are planning on actually putting vehicles for sale, and then when we get busy again, then we use that money to purchase, some newer vehicles. But
right.
We'll probably, I'm knowing that we're thinking about downsizing instead of getting more vehicles, what we sell, we'll probably sell 3 or 4, and then maybe only buy 1 or 2 other ones. That same amount of money, but just get some newer vehicles.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Kind of
use that capital. And we did send out some offers in the mail to you guys. It looks like it was based, on some financing you guys did with New Logic back in 2013. So that was why we kind of reached out. We like to work with businesses, strong borrowing history, and see if we couldn't help you guys out. But so when you guys flip these new limos, or you sell the old ones and buy the new ones, is it more because they just run down, or is it more newer models, keeps everything?
Well, and we haven't really, what we've done every year, it seems like, is we've added a little bit to our fleet, and we've just gotten actually bigger than what we would like to be right now. I know that sounds weird.
Right.
But we're also, a lot of the money that we make on our business, we have another business that we're doing. So we're eventually going to be out of this business as a limo.
Oh, cool.
So that's why right now I think what we're going to do is just the ones that vehicles that we know that we can make money on.
Mm-hmm.
Sell the ones that we really have had some issues with and use that money. Eventually, once homecoming starts back up, or definitely
right.
Prom season next year.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get through those few seasons.
Uh-huh. And that's great. Is it usually, obviously around those times, it's really busy. But in your slow times, is summertime kind of a slow time for you? Or do you notice more?
Very slow. No,
yeah,
it's very slow in our summertime.
Right, right. Okay.
So we're like nights and weekends. But, our main season, of course, homecoming, once school starts, we have a short season for that, and the holidays are usually busy, Christmas parties.
Right.
And then we're slow again, in January, and February is kind of slow. But starting in March, mid-March, April through the end of May is our busiest time of year. And then after May, it gets really slow again till homecoming. It's real seasonal. Like our type, we don't have a lot of the shuttle type vehicles. Ours are the party buses and...
Oh, okay.
Like that, so it's
really cool. All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
And is with the other business you guys are starting up, is that going to be affiliated with them, or is it completely something different?
It's totally something different.
Uh-huh.
What we're doing, my husband's always wanted storage facilities, so we've already have, we pretty much have them built.
Mm-hmm.
We're just completing the last stage of it.
Right. That's
and
yeah. Because
we want.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, our work right now is, you know, 24/7, and it's wearing on us after so many years. So we'd like to have something that's a little easier to maintain.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And with the storage, like you guys to start that up, you guys just basically just buy a piece of land, and then you guys just put just those little, you build the storage units on there. It's smart.
Yeah.
It really is, because it's like low overhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're shifting to.
Okay, great. And with that,
anything comes up, like, I mean, for a while, we're going to move like our vehicles over to like our new warehouse that we just built.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen like within the next month.
Okay.
But really what they've done is, like, you know, any extra income that our company gets, we don't pay ourselves. We put everything back into our company.
Right.
Or back into this other company. So that's
uh-huh.
how we've kind of grown.
Yeah, exactly. Keep reinvesting in the. Okay. That makes sense. And do you guys have like lines of credit you kind of rely on as well, in case of emergencies?
You know, we don't. I mean, me and my husband, we did a refinance on our house, and so we have a lot of equity, so we kind of have that sitting there if we need it, but
right.
I don't really want to touch that.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's definitely, when you start getting into that aspect, it's kind of gets a little scary too, because it's secured with the house. But as far as, you know, the working capital side of things that we have, it is unsecured. It's like a line of credit, but it's a termed loan though. But it's like, in the sense that we can get you approved for, you know, the most money possible, and that's you know, generally 10-15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So yeah, we feel comfortable freeing that 10-15% up, and it is, like I said, unsecured, and say we got you approved for, like, however, like, to give you a better example, what were sales like last year for you?
I mean, we're over $1 million company.
Okay.
Just for our one small business. So.
Right, yeah. So let's say, like, $1 million. We can get you around $100,000 to $150,000 that you guys can use to however you see fit for the business. So say, you know, this move, you only need like 20,000, but we got you approved for 150. You could, you know, take 20, and then you kind of choose your terms, because the shortest term is 3 months, and then the longest term is 3 years. So you kind of, it's like a custom loan if you think about it that way. Cause they do get you approved and then give you some options that work for the business. And, as far as rates and everything, they are, it's a fixed.
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Okay.
What? I think that she should talk to her husband about it, not
our place to be, like. This is what she, you might have to know. Yeah. Fidelza sent me the jars I can pay
that
way check. Cool. And I, so I kind of made it, I mean, the payback is quite high, like $45,000 discount.
Yeah.
But the way that I sold it was, you know, between month 8 and 10, it's going to be a pretty decent discount between 6 and 8. So I want you to see how you can pay this off and get a substantial discount. So I think you might be into it.
I mean,
I told you were. No, but I ain't getting a phone call. I'm going to try to call.
Good morning.
Who?
You.
I just tried calling right now, but.
Okay. Yeah. section that are looking to speak to an office manager, a CFO, or a controller, or something like that? If anyone's around.
Well, I'll shoot
in regards to some financing that company did with Wells Fargo a few years back.
Get in touch with you at some point this week. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sorry, what was that? You're reading? When do you know when I'll be back? Monday, okay. Do you know when the last time call usually is? Okay. Did they have a voice mail? Is that the check process? Alright, thank you.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm the only one answering phones. So Betty's off today, so.
Okay.
I got it quick, so.
Yeah, no problem. I'm very busy. Yeah, like I said, that's just kind of what we had to offer. We have the working capital side. If you guys did have any needs, yeah, definitely.
I can let him know. Like I said, we recently did that refinance, and I think he finally just paid off the last bit of what we were needing to do, like to get our storage going. I mean,
right.
our everything's already paid for. I mean, all our vehicles are paid for.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I mean, it sounds like you guys don't have the need right now. But just like, yeah, I know with this expansion that you had, you know, planned, maybe something comes up, you need some extra cash, and, you know, we can get you approvals in 24 hours and funded in 48, so really quick, you know, working and getting answers, so if it is an emergency or something like that. But what's a good email for you? I can just send you some info you keep on file, you know, in case something does come up in the future.
Sure. So you can send it, and actually we'll all get, Mark will get it too, would be info@sharklimo.com.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll go to both owners. So Shane's the other owner. We have a partner.
Okay.
So Mark and Shane, and then myself, and then Betty helped. She's like our office manager.
Okay.
And she would get it too.
All righty. Well, sounds good. I'll go ahead and send that over about 15 minutes, and then... Yeah, I'll check back in, you know, toward the end of the year, see how things are going for you guys.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, and have a good week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you too. All
Thanks,
right, thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.